Incredible to watch her and having watched these boys grow up, giving me more of an appreciation for my own parents and for parents everywhere. And
it's nice that I can trust somebody with them. Yeah, they were dealt a horrible blow when they were little, and I spent 14 years in counseling with them, and I always just wanted the best for them, and they got them. I'm just lucky.
I couldn't have the relationship I had, or it surely would have taken a lot longer without Peggy's openness and assistance and guidance.
One of the most obvious purposes of mentoring relationships is for mentors to provide support for young people. In addition, mentoring relationships can extend to the ways mentors and parents provide support for each other so that they both are able to support the young person or little. Parenting adults and mentors provide support to each other through many of the same ways to support their little. They help navigate difficult situations or systems. They empower each other. They advocate for each other. And they set boundaries. Welcome to the Big Ideas Podcast from Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. I'm your host, Abby Fisher, from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Ohio. This podcast series focuses on the practical ways that mentors and the families of youth build strong relationships that make their mentoring experience more rewarding, successful, and long-lasting. Our guests in this episode demonstrate how mentoring relationships can also provide support for mentors themselves, as well as for the young person's family. The episode highlights the experiences of two mentors, Brad Hudson and Scott Schaefer, known as Big Brothers, and Grandma Peggy Adkins, who's the grandparent of Cam and Mikey, little brothers. They connected through Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Ohio, where Brad has been Mikey's big for 10 years and Scott has been Cam's big for 9 years. Their relationship started because Peggy was hoping to add to her and her grandson's network of support.
The boys are orphans. Their parents are deceased. So I got custody of them. And I thought that would be good for them to have a stable man in their life, you know, just to guide them or talk to or whatever they do. And these guys, they do everything with them. They talk to them, call them up, they go places. And I think the kids have really come out of their shells a lot.
My name's Scott Schaefer. Peggy has taken a very active role in the matches and obviously in the boys' lives. So really, it was not as difficult as I think some people have to go through to begin the relationship.
So my name is Brad Hudson. I think it's very commendable from Peggy's end of things that she's invited us as Big Brothers to take part in some of their family events, whether it's going to the annual fall hayride at a local farm or birthday parties, things of that nature, where maybe it's not a designated Big Brothers Big Sisters outing, but it's just integrating us into their family. And that's been a really fulfilling part of this as well.
Being seen as part of a family together and building trust has helped empower Peggy to reach out to Brad and Scott as issues or challenges arise that they can help Mikey and Cam work through.
I've always felt like Peggy and I were always on the same page. We catch up, and when there's something going on in his life, she makes sure that I know. And that really helps, because then when I get to spend time with him, whether it's an achievement that he's had or a decision that he's making or something, you know, that wasn't quite as positive, it gives me things that I can engage him on when I see him.
And I'll call the guys and I'll say, could you talk to him about his attitude? Or, or could you look at what he wants to do at school? Or I'm not shy about that. They love these guys. That helps a lot.
She'd have good ideas. You know, she'd say, hey, I think this would be something that would really be great to do. So I think that's where that trust happened so fast, was that there's just a lot of communication back and forth on behalf of the child and just trying to figure out what's the best thing. Cause as the big, you'll do anything. You'll do anything to help. You just don't want to be an impediment. So having that communication with Peggy has made it very easy.
Yeah, and just giving some quality time, you know, as well. Whether typically it's us sitting in the bleachers at a baseball game or a football game, but you know, sometimes we'll be there, you know, for quite some time, and it's a good chance to just kind of have a bond between the big brother and the parent or guardian.
Both Brad and Scott agreed that providing support is at the heart of how mentors help their mentees or littles achieve the goals that the Parenting Adult, Young Person, and BBBS agency have established. And these goals can shift over time, so communication is key.
Once your little has their own cell phone, then things change a little bit. So you've got to ensure that you're still taking time to connect with the parent or grandparent or guardian. And so, you know, whenever I stop by to pick Mikey up, I always try to make sure that I'm going inside to see Peggy, even if it's just for a few minutes, and maybe see his brothers and just get a feel for what's going on at home.
I echo what Brad said, that really open dialogue where, and I think we have mutual goals. I mean, the same thing is we want to see all of us want to see the kids grow up and mature. We keep saying the word team and family, but it really is. It's very much that way.
Being involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters requires intentionality around building relationships with the mentee and their family. Nurturing a mutually supportive relationship not only leads to a long-term relationship with the parenting adult, but it also can enhance other relationships throughout your life.
Scott even brings his wife to the games. So does Fred.
At the time, my kids were young, and I travel a lot for work. So the windows of time that I would have for both my kids and Cam were similar, and he very quickly adapted. He was completely fine with it, and he and Edie kind of hit it off, and that made it much more convenient, but a lot more fulfilling too, because it was, we'd go swimming, and we'd all go together, and we'd go to lunch, and we'd go together. So, the word family gets thrown around a lot, and Peggy surely brings us in as family members, but Cam has also been able to get in, be part of our family, and that's been very rewarding as well.
I got to tell you, when Brad got married, his wife's dad came over to our table. He was talking about us. Oh, I know you guys. It's like I've known you all along. They live in another state. But it's just nice.
Yeah.
Here, we're just really fortunate to have such a larger group of people in this kind of family. Where, you know, sometimes when I would take Mikey to do something, we'd bring Cameron along as well. Yeah, it's just when I go over there, I'm not just seeing Mikey. I'm hanging out with Peggy. I'm seeing what the other boys are doing, hearing how their big brothers are doing. There's a lot more to it than just a one-on-one. I know we've used the word family probably more than any other word here, but I really do feel like I have another family. What more can you say than that?
I don't want the kids to turn 18. And the big brothers will be, but we can still be friends and we can still be family.
Thanks, Peggy, Brad, and Scott. It is inspiring to hear how you have grown and learned together. You remind us of some of the many ways families and bigs can provide support for each other. It requires listening to what each other needs, then responding in ways that match their needs while also helping them grow. And thanks to all of you who have listened. In the next episode, we will explore how bigs and families share power by respecting each other and giving each other a say in their relationship. The Big Ideas podcast is provided through a partnership between Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. For more information, visit www.bbbs.org.